as we have been promising all morning. Frank Tillman's with us, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Steve. Good. How are you?
Of course, Frank is president and CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.
Yes.
Have been for a long time, sir.
I have.
Yeah.
Well, 42 years.
Look at the changes, huh?
I am.
You've seen over the years.
And me and the bank and the village and YKR and lots of things.
I mean, back when you started, it was basically probably dial-up telephones almost. You know, now look what it is, all computer-generated stuff.
I had a laugh. I was talking to somebody about, phone service, and I said, my first phone in Newbury was a three-party line.
Really?
And they kind of...
What's that, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, yeah, I remember those days.
And I said, and before that, we used to have, you'd pick up, talk to the operator. I want, 512.
That's right, yeah.
Or Uncle Bill Penny, and they knew where everybody was. So it's been a lot of changes.
It's different, isn't it?
The whole thing is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to update people on our, facilities. We closed the Wells River Drive-In right around the New Year's. Got it all deep cleaned, got the staff tested, and the drive-in is back open. And we're now looking at ways to kind of ease the traffic flow in the drive-ins. I mean, the drive-ins are great for quick, simple transactions, but if you have more complex transactions like commercial deposits and things like that. So we're asking you, if you have those, just call ahead, and we can handle those inside. We've got a safe place to go inside, and we can kind of keep the facility safe. And we will be reaching out to customers that we think would know that. But even if you don't get reached out to, call up any of the banks, actually, and ask for that. So but just kind of, one of the things that when we closed the lobbies and went to drive-in, we realized this, people say, well, it's going to be a digital age and you're not going to need offices. Well, we have a lot of people that... they still want to do transactions the old way, and so it's never one way, all one way. It's,
right.
So we got to have a blend of online, telephone, mobile, internet, but also the good old fashioned where you can come in and talk to a person.
Still, quite often you do have to meet across the desk from people.
Yeah,
and they want to meet with you across from the desk.
Most of the time. So that's the plan, and like everything, there'll be some bumps along the way. But anyways, that's the first thing. The second is the third round of the PPP program is up and running. Monday was for certain financial institutions that are small and usually in city areas and not traditional banks, and they got first crack at it. And then today, banks our size get access to it. And what we've done this time is we've worked to get a digital online portal, and when that'll be ready probably over the weekend. So we should be open for that program on Monday. And then the second, third component is... this first component is for people that didn't get any applications the first time.
Oh, okay.
PPP first.
Right. And this started back in March, didn't it?
Yeah.
Last year, March.
April 1st.
Yeah. Okay.
April Fool's Day, April 2nd. I remember that day. Yeah.
Here's some great stories that
we do.
The services the bank has offered to their customers.
We do. It was 24/7. You're hard to believe that, but we had people, I still remember getting an email at 4:30 in the morning, why she thought I was going to be up at 4:30 in the morning, but I'm done. I'm going home because the site is shut down.
Yeah.
So this portal that we have, it'll be on our website. Mm-hmm. It'll be instructions. It'll give you the application, and this so it'll be the third round is for the people that had it the first time and want to get more money, and there's some little bit more requirements in there. You have to show that you've had a 25% reduction in business in a calendar quarter, so it has to be January through March, April through June, that kind of a thing. You can't mix the months up.
Okay.
And most people who were affected by COVID, I don't think 25% will be a hard thing to prove, but that's it. And then there'll be the new program for new people, and so they all have similar applications. And I think the documentation requirements will be a little bit easier on people, and they can submit those online. So we hope to make it much more streamlined and customer friendly. But as always, if you have questions, there's always the bank.
Call it.
Yeah. Call us. You know, call center. Call me. Call Crystal, and we generally have a pretty good idea. And we've done. You know, some of the newer programs, you have to kind of catch up on what are the changes are. So that's going on, which will be a lot. And then the rest of the bank, it's still busy. I mean, we've been doing a lot of mortgage lending in the past. There's a lot of mortgage activity. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit longer because the town offices, have different hours. I mean, yeah. And the lawyers.
Same thing.
So every
access.
Yep, and everybody's coping with COVID. Yeah. That's our new strategy. So, it's the resiliency of the community and the bank is inspiring sometimes.
Yeah. We've had some great conversations over the last few months because the bank is also sponsoring the Business Spotlight, which we'll be doing in just a few minutes with Glenda Hoffman here at downtown Wells River, Copies and More. And we've heard some great comments.
It's been good for us again to be able to, our mantra is shop local, eat local, bank local, and the shop local means you should try to support your local businesses.
Well, a month or two ago, we talked with Eric at Eric's Auto Body in North Haverhill. I actually was at his office yesterday talking with him. He brought it up again. Just a lot of people still responding to the conversation we had.
Yeah, and you don't know when we said, Eric's going to speak. And I said, he'll do fine.
Oh, he did? He did a great job.
And he did a great job.
He did.
It's working out.
It is.
It's working
out. That's a great update. You're going to continue to do this weekly while the COVID thing is going on for a while.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll see Frank again next week.
We will.
And then, of course, you have a regular every Friday, the last Friday of the month.
Yep, so. And that's when you let me run loose a little bit.
I do. I'm always laughing, or not laughing, always saying I get paid big bucks to watch the clock.
You should.
And I do. I have to watch the clock pretty closely because we still have to talk with Valley Floors. We'll come out of that chatting with Liz Shelton, and then to be able to talk with Glenda Hoffman of Copies and More. So you're going to hang around for that.
I am. Just at the start.
Then. Okay, good enough.
I can't horn in on Glenda anyway. She can stand up for herself.
She sure can. All right, Frank, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Frank is CEO, President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.